This program is brought to you by W. W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraic O. Tuma. Now in paperback and featuring immersive reflections on 50 powerful poems.
Hi, I'm Naomi Shihab Nye, author of Castaway, Poems for Our Time, and The Tiny Journalist, and Poem A Day guest editor for the month of April. I hope that you enjoy today's offering brought to you by the Academy of American Poets.
This is C. Prudence Arsenault, reading Menopause. For further reference, I go to love like a fire engine to a 3-alarm, flashing and spinning, yelling across town. Nothing to be afraid of. The ceiling falling, windows concave, doors bowed and stiff. My body parts fall too, like I was made of the heat. Everyone watches, chest clutching, pointing. Inhalation will surely be the cause of my death. Urban myth says an aging vagina, once well used, will shrink from lack of exercise. I would think, instead, like the collar of a sweater, stretched, gaping, or a fish out of water, grasping for purchase. A soft pop every time you check to see whether or not it is dead. I want a song to be written about me. Black pearls, sulfur, bronze-plated silver. It should have a verse about blood-soaked hands, a chorus that is a shout of, it with me. Ah! It won't be a song where someone stares into lit windows from the end of a driveway on the last note. About this poem. Menopause came early for me, although not early enough. I spent most of my early 20s trying to find a doctor who would remove my perfectly healthy reproductive parts. Too few people believe that someone so young could know what she wanted and what she did not want, so I did what any good nerd would do. I read and read as much as I could about menopause so I'd be prepared for both sides of the argument. And because I believe learning never stops, I still read books about menopause. And one recently that I ran across was The Flash Count Diary. And it talked about many things. And I believed it was a book that was supposed to offer hope. But every word seemed to be laced with despair and hopelessness and angst. And I remember one section in particular that talked about the freedoms that one would get moving into this stage of life. And the freedom from childcare, and the freedom from matronly duties, and the freedom from being beautiful, and the freedom from derailing sexual desires. And the first thing I thought as I slammed the book shut was, I will not. Because what is life without some derailing sexual desires?
Poem A Day is the original daily poetry series featuring new poems by today's poets. Produced by the Academy of American Poets, this free digital series is made possible by you, our readers and listeners. Learn more about Poem A Day and, if you can, please consider supporting this work by visiting poets.org/give.